CapitalArchitects.com. And this week's episode is brought to you by Capital Architects. If you're looking for any online plan, any plan for that that fabulous getaway, that new home, Capital Home Plans is where you want to be. And there's a link on their website to them, too. We don't normally plug those folks, but there's over 1,000 of those suckers there. I've been looking at them. John doesn't know this, but I've been looking at those. And there's one of those that I'm going to talk to you about a little later. I have a plan. And you have one, too, that I want. So I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to make John a deal he can't refuse.
Oh, wow.
An offer he can't refuse.
I'm glad I don't have a horse.
You know me so well.
Oh, boy.
So, John, I got to ask you. I got to just ask you, John. Did you buy me anything for Christmas? Are you going to? Is this going to be one of those stiffened Christmas again where we just stiff each other?
Stiffened Christmas. Yeah.
John's looking at me going, yeah.
How do I answer this question?
Because it's not like we're recording, Nick. You're recording this, right? Not like we're recording this, John. I'm going to hold you to it or anything. But Nick and I have decided that.
What? Now I'm getting ganged up on.
Well, that's the only way that I'm going to get anything. Now, Nick and I were talking, you know, and, you know, because Nick and I are pretty tight, you know. He loaned me his car the other day. You know, he got a new car and pretty sweet ride. And we were talking about you, and we think you should give us something.
Well, you know, speaking of that,
Nick, help me out.
He loaned you your car. I talked to my bank the other day about loans for Christmas presents, and they said no.
Not in their budget. Yeah, it's not in our fiscal budget.
No. I didn't get a bailout plan for that.
Yeah, Christmas bailout plan. Yeah. That's what this country needs is a Christmas bailout plan.
I just call it the CBP.
CBP.
Yeah,
Christmas bailout plan.
I like that.
I do, too. Mm-hmm. I think that everybody should just get a Christmas present.
The problem is my children are asking...
Yeah,
what my wife and I for their Christmas bailout plan.
Yeah.
So they can buy Christmas presents like...
Well, I will say, and I can't go into details, but my oldest boy called me, and he is going to buy my sweetie pie, his stepmom, a nice present. That's all I'm going to say. Mm-hmm. And I was like, you can afford that? You want to move back home?
Well, speaking of nice presents, Kevin, I've made
yes.
a little list here.
Oh,
of a few
sorry.
Things for those of you out there that want to have some Christmas
yeah.
presents.
Yeah. I heard you were going to make a list.
You know, if you're out there and it's...
You know what? Can we add to this things that you don't want to buy, that a guy doesn't want?
Oh,
a guy just doesn't want.
All right. I'll
all
say
right.
What somebody does want, and
all right,
you can say what somebody
right.
doesn't
I can do
want.
This off the top of all my right. head.
I'm going to do, first of all, one in the $5 to $10
all
range,
right.
All right?
All right.
I think a very cool present is one of those adjustable crescent wrenches that you adjust with the slide up and down the handle as opposed to the twist screw. I think that's a really nice, light gift for somebody in their shop.
Okay, so say it again.
It's an adjustable crescent wrench where the adjustment is a slide that goes up and down the handle.
Called a quick adjust.
A quick adjust.
Yes, for a crescent wrench.
And that's
so the operative word is crescent wrench.
Well, I think crescent is a brand name.
Yes, but
okay.
It's
adjustable
a style.
Wrench is the generic name.
Okay.
And so many manufacturers besides
but
crescent.
But you've got to go in there and say, I want a crescent wrench, and they'll know
right.
what you're talking about.
Because it's the Kleenex.
It's not a pair of pliers.
Right. It's not a pair of pliers.
Okay, so on the other side, what guys don't want is that $10 roll of rope. You know how they have these ropes in like 50-foot sections, mm-hmm. and you can buy it for like $9.99 or something like that? Guys don't want that.
Although I have to tell
no.
you. I have to
no.
tell you, we put together
guys
a...
Guys don't want that.
For an auction, they wanted like Christmas baskets and that sort of thing. I'm thinking, wait a minute, I'm one of the home pro guys. I'm not doing a basket with fruits
yeah.
and nuts. So I did a bucket. And
right.
I put all kinds of tools
well,
in.
That
one of the things I put into it was a 10-foot piece. Actually, this was a 15-foot piece of rope that was camouflage color.
Yeah,
it was
that's
commando
fine. And
rope.
The bungees is even better. They have the bungee rolls. Those are even better, where you can buy rope that's actually bungee rope. Those are a good gift.
Got
so
it.
Not the rope, though. The rope on its own is just kind of the guy's going to look at it and goes, yeah, and he's going to set it down. Now, doesn't mean he won't use it. He will use it. And every time he uses it, he goes, well, about time I use this thing.
So. How many thousands of feet of rope do you probably have at your house?
Oh, well, that's not the issue. I have a lot.
Yeah.
But that's just because I have tie downs and junk like that.
For
all
me,
right. So,
me, since you so, asked.
Yeah.
At least 3,000 or 4,000 feet of rope.
Wow, that's a lot. I don't have that much.
It
all
is
right,
a lot.
So what else, Scott?
It's a tangle net.
What else? What's
right.
the next thing?
I'm
going
to jump to the $10 to $25 range.
All right, jump away.
And I think the other thing that's really cool to get is the T-handle Allen wrench set.
A T? Oh, yeah.
Instead of just the little Allen wrenches that fit in a plastic bag that you fumble through and look.
Sure.
That T handle, it's a plastic handle that fits on top of the Allen wrenches. That's a great gift in the $10 to $25 range.
I think
that one works for
so
okay.
in the
one,
10 to
another
20,
one you don't want.
In the $10 to $25?
Yep.
Is there any plastic toolbox you don't want? You just don't want.
I will concur with that one.
Yeah. So you're going to go in there, if you're going to look for gifts, and you see these toolboxes, and they'll even have some fake or some little trim that looks like that metal, that's, you know, the diamond plate metal, but it's plastic. Don't buy it. They break.
Actually, for the kids, it's great.
Kids are great, but you're going to, but it's just not, the guy doesn't want it.
Yeah, no. I would rather get a 5-gallon plastic bucket than a plastic toolbox.
Yeah.
Because you can use a 5-gallon plastic bucket.
Yeah. Okay. That's on my list, but that was the cheaper list of don't buys, 5-gallon buckets. All right. What else?
We're going to jump to the $25 to $100 range. Now, this is a big spread. Because
all right, let's go.
All right. A planer.
Oh, yeah.
A handheld planer. That's a cool gift.
Mm-hmm.
And, all right, Kev.
All right. Here's the thing. I have to say it this way. In this range, this is the moment when you have to make a decision. And the decision is between, because my don't buy is one of the circular saws. The handheld circular saw, not a worm drive.
Well, those are called overhands.
Overhands, I know. Those are probably a not buy.
Now,
no, I
actually,
have one.
That's not true.
Wait a minute. Just let me finish.
Go.
I have two of them. I have a Porter Cable smaller version I absolutely love. Sweet saw. Okay?
Sweet
saw. Then I have another one with a laser guide. Good saw. Not great saw. And then I have one of those knockoffs that somebody gave me. Bad saw. Now, on the other hand, if you're right there at those price points and you decide you want to really get something somebody's really going to like, worm drive, you can't go wrong with a worm drive saw.
I've had my worm drive for 35 years.
And
it cuts like a banjee, and I use it for everything.
So remember the expression, worm drive, and it's a little bigger.
The handle's on the back.
Handle's
on
the back. And there's this handle on the top, too, but the handle on the back. But here's the thing. When you go for the worm drive, you're already in the ballpark. Get one of the ultralights. Get one that's not ultralight duty, that's a little lightweight. They have some of them that, with some of the new materials, is a little lighter on the handle. Because mine probably, I have a couple, but one of mine is like 10 years old, 12 years old. And I must tell you, it is heavier.
Mine's
than
heavy,
the newer
heavy,
ones.
Heavy. The new ones are made out of the composite plastic. They're really light.
Yes.
Really,
and
they're a little shorter,
wrist.
Too.
And they don't break your wrist.
And they don't break your wrist. They're really, really
cool. Yeah, okay, so we'll keep going. That's one more.
Yeah, right.
Because I got another one, too. Don't. Yeah.
Okay, so when you're, now this is in the price range when your wife really loves you.
Okay.
All right? I think an impact wrench or an impact gun, and of course, you got to get the air compressor along with it.
Yeah.
That's,
hey, listen.
That's what I think.
On our way out, what was the tool? What was the tool?
The tool is an extension cord because it can reach from here to there. It plugs into this and out from that, and it will light up the distant display.
But from here to there was a little ambiguous because that's pretty far, here to there.
Well, that's right.
Yeah, well.
Over 1,000 foot of extension cord, too.
Or three.
By the time you get way down to the end, you got about a half of an amp and about 10 volts. It makes the brightest light look like a nightlight. Hey, Kevin, it was a great show today. Thanks. Keep your tools sharp and your project simple. And if you need some help, you let us know. We're the Home Pro guys. Get out there and enjoy your shop. Make something. And tune in next week for another installment of Around the Home and More.
You've been listening to Around the Home and More with your hosts, Kevin and John. Tool talk and fix-it philanderings on America's favorite home improvement show, Around the Home and More.
With most architects, your project ends up something like this. But with Kapler Architects, it comes out like this. Innovative ideas, creative designs, that's what you get with Kapler. And with Kapler Architects, creating an architectural plan for your next building project couldn't be easier. They've got an online library of home plans that you can browse through. These are award-winning plans from the past 30 years that could be just right for your project. Or you can use their FlexPlan program to customize a plan that fits what you've got in mind. Click on KaplerHomePlans.com. That's Kapler with a K and two P's, HomePlans.com, and see the hundreds of plans available. Their powerful search engine can help you narrow down your search. Kapler also provides full custom design, site plans, plan coordination, and project feasibility studies. Kapler Home Plans are signed and stamped, ready for Washington State permits. So what are you waiting for? There's never a dull moment with Kapler. See your next dream home at KaplerHomePlans.com or call them at 800-888-4517.
I guess we got caught up in the crazy housing boom.
I lost my job and lost my benefits.
We had been in the house so long, we didn't want to lose it.
I was only going to pay interest for the first 5 years.
I felt really behind in my mortgage payments and received a foreclosure notice.
But we couldn't pay this.
We got hit pretty hard when the introductory mortgage rate expired. What these people share is that they all got in trouble with their mortgages, and they all called a certified housing counselor for help.
Our housing counselor looked at our paperwork and she knew something was wrong.
She understood what needed to be done, and she helped me work it out with the bank.
The housing counselor got to the right people right away.
This is a free service. If you think you're in trouble, don't wait. Call the National Foundation for Credit Counseling now. The earlier you call, the better your options.
We were smart. We called a housing counselor before we got into some serious trouble.
To find a certified counselor near you, call 1-866-687-6322 or visit mortgagehelpnow.org.